Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
There is an expression that I love, and I believe I heard this from Tim Ferriss. It was over a decade ago. And when I heard it, it was like, I just felt it. You know that feeling? Because I knew my boundaries were a little loosey-goosey. They were a little all over the place. They were, I've got boundaries, but I really like you, so I will do what you say. Or I have boundaries, but I really can't disappoint that person. Turns out that person turns out to be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. And you run around and around and around and around full of resentment. So here is the expression that Tim Ferriss, I'm pretty sure it was him, shared, that I love to share and I repeat often. Hard decisions, easy life. Easy decisions, hard life. Let me repeat that. Hard decisions, easy life. Easy decisions, hard life. Let me tell you something, my friends. This is the Let It Be Easy podcast. Isn't it interesting that when it comes to this context, letting it be easy is actually making hard decisions, maybe having a hard conversation, maybe making a hard call on something. A friend of mine, she reached out to me recently because a friend had asked her to organize something pretty significant in her personal life. And this friend of mine, she committed, she said yes, but as the date was nearing, there was travel involved, many moving parts. She said to me, Susie, I regret committing to this. I'm not close with this friend. In fact, there's a bit of animosity between us. Nothing about this commitment feels in my integrity. I said it in a weak moment a while ago when our relationship was different and I don't want to do it, but I have to, right? I have to follow through. So I got some more information about it. I also asked him, how far out is it? Are you really massively inconveniencing this person? Because look, if we want to cancel plans, if we want to renege on a commitment, we do want to give as much grace and time as possible, okay? You know, this boundary conversation isn't an excuse just to be uncool, right? And to really let people down last minute. But it turned out the event was pretty far away, still months away, and this was eating her up. She was thinking about it so much. And I said, my darling, why don't you just share this honest conversation with a friend that you've committed to? Of course, hold back all the unnecessary details, like how you're really feeling and that sense of integrity. But why don't you just say essentially what you've told me? I know we committed. I want you to be happy. I want your event to be a success. What I'm really feeling is I'm just not sure I'm the right fit for this for a couple of reasons. And I want you to have the best event. I want you to have someone in that position that you've asked me to perform to really want to be there, to have their whole heart in it. And look, I've got some mixed emotions around it. And I really think it's better if perhaps someone replaces me. Okay, so my friend was resistant. She said no. She thought she absolutely had to follow through on this. And look, I get it. I've been there. I followed through with the resentment and just done the things that I didn't even want to do because I made a commitment. But then I heard from her. And she said, you know, I was up for an hour thinking about this. And she said, look, I'm going to bite the bullet. She had a conversation with her friend. Gently shared the truth, right? With tact, with love, she told the truth. And she's now out of the agreement, out of the arrangement. She is being replaced. And she said, Susie, I cannot tell you the relief I feel. I want to let you know something, my friends. When you feel relief, you are on the right track. Martha Beck says, when it comes to making the right decision, choose a decision that feels like freedom. It's not always going to be the easiest decision. It doesn't mean that you won't have to navigate a conversation like this one, for example. But remember this, hard decisions, easy life. Easy decisions, hard life. It's quite a big, powerful statement. Where can it be true in your life today? until tomorrow, so much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.